I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go up to Sovereign Grace Church." And it is a great privilege to preach the Word of God anywhere, but it's a particular joy and frankly a very humbling one to preach at this congregation, particularly because I'm sitting here, or CJ is sitting here, notepad out, pen in hand, and he has critiqued sermons of mine before, and I'm anticipating and expecting and requesting the same level of thoroughness that you have shown other times. I also want to just bring you greetings again from Clifton Baptist Church. The saints there are gathered right now at this very moment, worshiping the same one true living God that we have been, the same gospel of grace. And what a joy it is for us as a congregation at Clifton, and including for the elder board, for us to see the multiplication of gospel-centered churches here in Louisville. This is our family's, we're beginning our 14th year, about to begin our 14th year in Louisville. And we remember when we moved here, that was not nearly the situation. And it has been a kindness of God to this city that Sovereign Grace Church is here, thriving. And you have no idea how much personal joy I take from that. I also want to give you a word of greeting from Southern Seminary. I say that recognizing that many of you are familiar faces. I see a lot of students, staff, and even some faculty who are here. And aren't we so grateful? I know those of us who are affiliated with Southern Seminary and Boyce College, I know we are particularly grateful for you as a church, for your pastors. And it is again, another work of grace that you're here. I want to tell you a little bit, too, though, before I jump right into this, and this is sincere. I give thanks to God for CJ Mahaney. I've been given some really wonderful friends in this life, and CJ is near the top of that list. I would say to you that your pastor is a man who you know is generous, humble, and wise. And I have benefited from his generosity. If you know CJ, you know he is a giver of energy. He can't help but give of his energy. It just emanates out of him. But of his time, of his energy, of his resources even, I could tell you story after story, as I know so many of you could, of that giving spirit, of his humility. I've seen it. You've seen it too. He doesn't actually think that highly of himself. and it's an incredible work of grace. And I want to say also his wisdom. I have benefited regularly from his counsel. I don't know how many times I've said, and that you can tell, I know who my wise friends are because Jeannie will say, "Well, what does CJ think?" I said, "Well, I don't know it's what I think, right? Who cares what CJ thinks?" I don't know, what's CJ think? And that's a short list of people in my life that Jeannie will say, "What's CJ think?" Or there aren't that many. And that is a gift to me and a gift to my family and to those that I serve with. So I want to say thank you. I'm more than anything, I'm just grateful to be here and privileged at the opportunity. What I want to do then, we're going to be in Isaiah.